We're checking in with what's going on the campus of York Technical College. This morning, we have Ashley Hogan. She is the Workforce Solutions Coordinator at York Tech. And Ashley, we are approaching Apprenticeship Week, National Apprenticeship Week. And let's explain to our audience what this week is going to be all about.
Absolutely. So this is a week that nationally recognizes apprenticeships and apprenticeship sponsors and all that they do to help connect students with work opportunities to help for that contextual learning and to build our communities by getting people into jobs.
So when we look at an apprenticeship, what is different between an apprenticeship and maybe an internship?
That's a great question.
Yeah. So internships are going to be a short-term opportunity. It's going to be usually a semester or a summer. Those opportunities give those students college credit, and they can be a paid or unpaid opportunity. Apprenticeships, on the other side, are going to be a longer 1 to 4 year opportunity where students are not receiving college credit, but they are going to receive a credential from the Department of Labor for the completion of an outlined program that is registered with the Department of Labor through the state. It is a job, so they are getting paid, and it's a scalable wage. So once they reach a certain point in that criteria list, they do get a bump in pay during their time as an apprentice.
Wow. Well, you have brought along an example of a success story, really, of the apprenticeship program. And why don't you briefly introduce Keith, and then we'll take it from there.
Yes, so excited to have Keith Davis here with us. He was an apprentice with TKK Fire and has gone through their program, which is based on the EMT program at York Technical College. A part of apprenticeship is that they put one of the educational pathways along with that outlined information and the scalable wage. And Keith came to us as a part of that. And I'm just so excited to share his story and journey as now a firefighter with TKK.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's awesome. A pretty impressive story. Yes. So Keith Davis, we'll welcome him to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you, Keith.
We're a volunteer fire department, so you were somewhat knowledgeable of the fire service.
Yes, I was.
But volunteer was the key word, right?
Volunteer.
Okay, so in your daytime job, you were an engineer making six figures.
Correct.
And so you made the decision one day to say, as much as the money is nice, it is not buying me happiness,
I assume. That's right. It wasn't. When you work in something that you don't like and you've always lived in something that you loved, you got to make a dream for yourself. You know, we all have dreams. And mine was farming and firefighting. I grew up on a farm, raised on a farm. When I turned 18, I come in as a volunteer fireman for Bethel Fire, and then that was my passion. So it was every day, eat, sleep, repeat with fire. You know, I would go to work, I'll sit there thinking about fire. My pager would go off, I'd be like, I got to go. But, you know, as the days went, the years went, grew with a family, and then the opportunity came when I was helping a little old lady on the side of the road. A buddy of mine called. He says, hey, I got an opportunity for you. I'm like, all right, I'm listening. He's like, well, I've told my chief about you, and he's very interested. I said, okay. I was like, it was a bad day already for me, and I was helping an old lady. I was like, all right, I'll hear you out. Mm-hmm. He's like, come talk with him. So I went and talked with him, and he'd read my book, my certification. He's like, you got a book?
Oh.
So I'm like, yeah, I've been doing it for a while. He's like, put in. I said, all right, I'll put in. So we did the whole interview process. One thing led to another. And the biggest question of mine was like, how am I going to do this EMT? And he's like, well, good news is we got this apprenticeship program. I was like, yes.
And did you know what an apprenticeship program was when you heard that?
Mm-mm. I didn't have no idea. He just like, all right, you got to take this to get your EMT. I'm like, okay. So I took it, you know, being age 41 with six kids. At that time it was two, but now I got six. I'm like, how do I do this? How am I going to maintain this? You know, before I even took this, I talked to my kids. I say, this is the opportunity I got. What do y'all think? Mm-hmm. They's like, Dad, you've always wanted to do this. Why not? Oh, so nice. I said, all right, here we go.
So Keith, you said goodbye to the corporate world and said hello to the fire service.
Yes.
What a huge leap of faith and confidence you had to have in yourself to give up a pretty standard routine schedule.
Yes.
And money. And you said goodbye to that just because that's not where your heart and passion was.
That's right.
And this was.
That's right.
What do you want to say to folks that are listening right now that are thinking about the same thing, that are thinking, gosh, this is not my passion. This is not what I want to do. It's paying the bills. I'm going through the motions. I'm not happy, but XYZ is my passion. You've been successful. What can you tell them to help them become successful?
Always chase your dreams, no matter what. Never give up. Find a way. There always is a way to chase your dreams and find that final destination. You know, the world's going to give you trash bins to always throw stuff into, but you just got to pick up each piece of paper in life, write a new idea on it, and follow it. Because if you're really passionate about what you want to do in life, it's going to come around.
You truly are an inspiration. Even just sitting here, I think there's so many people that are contemplating that moment of their life. And you heard that calling, you move forward. But those doors really truly open because of York Tech's partnership, far beyond just EMT, but there's so many great other services out there. Ashley, what are the other industries that you guys have apprenticeships in where there's more incredible folks like Keith that said, you know what, I'm ready to make a change and go this route?
Absolutely. So I think it's really cool. A lot of people think of the trades when they think of apprenticeship. You think about mechanic, you think about welding, you think about plumbing, HVAC. We have a number of apprenticeships in those areas, but as you can see, we also have them in our health services. So safety services, advanced paramedic, paramedic, advanced EMT, EMT. We have also got criminal justice. We have someone working with a detention center locally in that program. And we have programs available in our business department, accounting, paralegal. And we're continuing to grow those opportunities and partnerships with our businesses every day. So businesses that are interested, we'd love for you to connect with us, and students who are interested in moving forward and maybe going into a different dream, we'd love for you to connect as well.
Ashley Hogan is the Workforce Solutions Coordinator for York Technical College. This is we're celebrating National Apprenticeship Week. To that point, Ashley, in Keith's case, the company, the business, TKK Fire, told him about the apprenticeship. How do students know that this is available? Do they apply for a job and their employer will tell them about it? Or is the best route come through York Tech and you all can match their skill set with the right business?
Yeah, so there are a number of different ways. There's no one answer. Students can connect with businesses like Keith did, and the business may offer them an opportunity. Or students that are currently at the college have heard the A word at the college, and their instructors are pushing them in our direction to get that information over in Workforce Solutions. And also, they're connecting with us through fairs and events. So next week is really exciting, National Apprenticeship Week. And we're going to be supporting the community through a coffee and conversations on Tuesday with our businesses and work-based learning coordinators in the area to talk more about youth opportunities, the high school students, 16 to 18 years old, that can get into this opportunity with that contextual learning, as well as our adults. And we'll be holding two events back-to-back on Thursday. That's going to be our apprenticeship signing day at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, where we honor and acknowledge our apprentices and their sponsors that have been with us in the last 6 months. They come in, it's an NFL-style signing day where they get their paperwork, sign everything, we take pictures, and the creme de la creme, everybody gets cookies and lemonade.
Love it. Wow.
And then following that, we're going to go straight into our apprenticeship fair, where we'll have our apprenticeship sponsors set up like a career fair with opportunities to showcase the programs that they have there. One thing that I really love about it is that our instructors are really getting on board, and they'll bring classes of students over to these events so that they can see what these opportunities are, because they know the value of that contextual learning in moving them forward in their careers.
It just feels like the way of the future, as we see the meeting people where they're at, hands-on in the field, getting those applicable learning skills. Lucas and I always say, but we would have been a better fit. Maybe I could have learned geography if I'd gone that route. Well, we were talking about an earlier segment. If you have no clue, don't listen to it.
Well, you're talking about the future. You know, what does our future hold, even in our industry as firemen? So one thing that we started at the fire department with TKK is a junior program. So one of the things that my chief and I was discussing one day, he's like, what can we do for this fire department? I was like, let's train the youth.
Next generation.
Next generation. So I actually started a junior program within TKK. And we're going to be working with Ashley to give these kids another opportunity. You know, we want to teach them the industry. We want to show them everything about it. We are actually letting them go through interviews with the chief on how to interview. And we got a whole book for them to actually go by and train. And oddly enough, we are the first department in the state of South Carolina to actually use a book for training and outline. And so it's been a great success so far. We got one kid just now signing off to, you know, be able to ride along with us. And that's the whole concept, is introduce them, let them experience it, and then train them up and send them out, whether they want to stay or they go somewhere else. Let us be a stepping stone for them.
That is the gift that keeps on giving, the gift that started from York Tech that has now created that ripple effect in the community.
Well, Keith again said goodbye to the corporate world and followed his passion. While he did take a pay cut, his heart is in the right place, clearly. I mean, look what you're already doing and the programs you're already able to implement in your time now as a firefighter there in TGK. It's all because of taking that first step and with being an apprentice, and York Technical College was right there to help him in his journey. So you've got all that kind of stuff going on the campus of York Technical College. And if you want to learn even more about York Technical College, they have a holiday festival on December the 17th from 5 to 7 right here in Rock Hill. Everyone is welcome. So come on out, learn more about the apprenticeship programs, learn about other programs they have there on York Technical College's campus. And we're a better community because of York Tech. So thank you so much, Ashley. Keith, just job well done, sir. You really are an inspiration to a lot of folks that have been thinking about, what do I need to do in the next part of my life, no matter what age they are. And I think you hopefully maybe gave people the encouragement to take that first step for sure.